It's been a while since I've stayed up here. You're probably thinking, thank goodness, just wandering around all the time is distracting. But we only have one mic, so I left it for my young parochial vicar. So. But actually, more importantly, there were some things that I really did want to say this morning. And when I wander, I tend to drift into tangents. And that's not to say that I won't do that here, but I think there's a little less of a chance that I'll go too far afield. Moses said, "Would that they would all be prophets. Would that we did all that we do in the name of Jesus." I think it's a question of mission. What we are about. The proclamation of the good news. Testifying, witnessing to the message of the gospel. Today marks 2 months from my official appointment as the pastor and director of campus ministry here at St. John University Parish. And 2 weeks ago, I was formally installed. So in light of that, I believe that today would be a good day to talk about the state of our parish, the state of our family, where we are, and where we would like to go. We speak of being, or I speak, of being fully a campus ministry and fully a parish. Is that a reasonable dynamic? Or are we just being schizophrenic? There has been so much change here. Transition, uncertainty. And I think there's a certain element of doubt and perhaps disillusionment and maybe a lack or hesitancy to invest because we're just not sure where this place is going or what it is about. And now they've sent you another Benedictine monk. And what can I offer you? At this juncture, even more change. In light of the experiences of this parish, not just in the past year, or the past 5 years, or the past 10 years, or even 20 years. In light of that all, if we are honest with ourselves, if I am honest with myself, we are at square one. We begin at square one. We are now engaged in building our church. But that opportunity, and it is an opportunity to build that church together, to cite Pope Francis, to build a holier and a missionary and a humble church. Pope Francis, from the beginning of his pontificate, called for a poor church for the poor. Well, Right now, we are poor. But we have a ministry that is unequivocally directed to the poor. Beginning with our own poverty inside these walls in this church, our own spiritual poverty, and our own spiritual darkness, that we come together as a worshiping community to address and to support and to encourage and at times to lament, perhaps even more to console and witness. But also for the poor of our ministry exist to West Virginia University. The great poverty there. Mother Teresa, who worked in the most abject poverty, said that the greatest poverty she witnessed was not the material poverty, but was the spiritual poverty of the West. And that is what we have bequeathed our children. My generation, what we have left to our children, for the most part, is spiritual poverty. That is the reality, the secular reality that we are amidst. But yet, the poor that we address, that we seek to serve, are not confined to within our parish community or campus ministry. For we are an inner city parish. I don't think most of you might realize the day-to-day reality at St. John University Parish. The poor come to us constantly throughout the day. And I can tell you that 9 out of 10 of them are legitimate. They have real and pressing and grievous needs. And other ecclesial communities will send them to us. Verbatim, they will say, well, we don't do that. Go talk to St. John. Patients being discharged from Ruby, so many of the indigent that they serve there, where do they go? They are told, go down to St. John. So we scramble. Rob from Peter to pay Paul to try to meet the needs, but so often all we can say is, we have nothing. We don't have the money. These are the people that Pope Francis referred to recently, just a day or two before, those who stand at the edges of our great avenues, in our streets, in a deafening anonymity. But they are not anonymous to us because they have a face and they come here to our parish. There are particulars most certainly to address moving forward. Things to be put in place. Absolutely. Things to be considered. And I'm not going to belabor you with them now. But rather, the vision. A vision for a parish, this parish, a parish that is fully alive. It is fully alive because it is the place of encounter with Jesus Christ. Beginning here, in our worship. That's why our liturgy is so critical. But you say, yes, that is even that is in a state of flux. And I know. And that has to be addressed. But the encounter with Jesus Christ, yes, begins here. But the encounter for students, for Western University to encounter Jesus Christ through us, because of us. And the poor and the lost and the maimed and the marginalized who come to us. Not just one a day, not just two a day, 4, 5, 6 a day. To serve all of these ministries, to address it all. It is not a zero-sum game. I think we fall into that. We believe that if we take away to address our primary mission to campus ministry, which should inform all of our ministries, if we do that, then we're going to take away from addressing the needs of families or religious education. Or if we address the poor, we're going to take money away from campus ministry, direction away from campus ministry. That's not the vision. They should strengthen. One another. Enliven. One another. The church, writ large, asks so much of us. Quite uniquely to what we have been tasked with. This is not a suburban parish tucked away someplace in a quiet neighborhood. But a church that is in keeping with Pope Francis. We are most certainly a church on the periphery, which should enable us, encourage a unique zeal and a vibrancy, but also the recognition to be on the periphery is messy. It's dirty. And it's hard. It's not black and white. It's not always comfortable. But if you look at the church, the faith, when has it been the most powerful? When has it proclaimed Jesus Christ with the loudest voice? Not when it is fat and happy, and we are not fat, and most of the time we're not real happy. But when the church is challenged at the periphery, when she is on her knees, dependent upon Christ, then she rises. This will take time. More than 1 year, more than 2 years. It will take time. And patience. And change. and an investment. Your investment of time, talent, and yes, treasure. And it will take courage. I do not have all the answers. My life is a testament to the fact that I do not have all the answers. Generally, I haven't had the right answer at all. So that is why it is necessary for us to collaborate and to listen, to dialogue, but dialogue with humility and recognize the shared responsibility. I am quite aware that I am a Roman Catholic priest and the pastor, that eventually the final decision, the call, the direction will rest on my shoulders. But I am not a Lone Ranger, because I know that this parish does not belong to me. And it doesn't really belong to you. It belongs to God. And it has been entrusted to us. But knowing that what God asks of us, He will provide. That we have hope in the joy of anticipation. 2 weeks ago, I spoke of you of answering that question of Jesus. He says, "Who do you say that I am?" In my first weekend here, back in the end of July, I said that we have to be all about Jesus. I can walk up and down this aisle and say, "Yeah, He's the Christ," right? Everybody says, "Yes, He's the Christ." Are we all about Jesus? Yes, we're all about Jesus. But there is a sobering reality to that. For to really say, individually and as a parish, "You are the Christ," and to say individually and as a parish, "We are all about Jesus," in this world, that is costly and difficult. But a gift. When unexpectedly, vaguely, the opportunity to come back here presented itself, I found myself really wanting to come back. And I prayed to come back. I want to be here. And I pray to be worthy of the gift that this parish is and this position is. For I believed, and I still believe, that this is the best place for me to be a priest. And this is the best place for me to know and encounter Jesus Christ. And this is the best place for me to serve Jesus in those who have been entrusted to my care. But just as importantly, actually more importantly, I want this to be the best place for you. The best place for you to know and encounter Jesus. The best place for you to serve our brothers and sisters. That we all be prophets. That would we would be all missionaries. That we would be disciples of Jesus Christ. It will not happen overnight. The wisdom of taking a long-term view. But it will happen. It will happen if together, truly, we are all about Jesus.